We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with local artist Steve Suprenant, and he's from Granby. He's a country artist, and he's going to tell us how he got interested in music.
I went to a karaoke bar, and I started singing a song for fun. I'm with my brother and my sister and go to sing a Garth Brooks song.
Okay, Garth Brooks.
Yes, Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up.
Okay.
This is the first song I sing.
First song, okay.
Yes, but I have a lot of fun to do it, and and I can imagine the pleasure I have to sing a lot of songs, though. Brad Paisley, Garth Brooks, and I spend my nights in the karaoke bar. So,
okay, you found your passion then.
Yes, yeah. Great. Yes, really.
Good.
And I loved it. And I loved
Good.
It. And since that time, my family came over to see me at the bar.
Okay.
And my parents loved what I do to sing a lot of song. And my father said to me, "I can be your manager for a little while since a big person can took me out and." So it's beginning there.
Good, that's wonderful. A lot of support from your parents and your family. That's so important.
It's really, really important.
Yeah, good.
So it's father. It is very important to me, and he encouraged me to go up, and today I'll be. I think I am lucky to
have such support from your family.
Yes.
Yeah, you're very, very lucky because, like you were saying, if more artists that were interested in the business had some support, you know, they could move ahead a lot easier too, because it is a big effort. People don't realize.
Okay, yes, good. but it's really difficult sometimes with my parents and with my brother and my sister and gone. I have all the attention.
Okay.
Sometimes
getting jealous. Okay. And this was in 2005 that you sang your first song, and since then you've recorded 3 albums and you've gone on tour too, so you're definitely getting out there.
Me and my father are gonna have a little company called the Quai Frambelle.
Okay.
And with this, he helped me a lot to produce the album and produce the show. We have it's my manager. So I hope Sony Music or anyone else can took me out to grab the stairs and go up.
Good. Now, you produced 3 albums. The first one was in French and the last 2 in English. And the first one in English is called Lonesome Hero. And that had a lot of cover songs on it.
Yes.
And the latest one, Round and Round, that's your latest one. That's in English, too. These are all original songs,
all original, right?
Song,
okay. The songs from Serge Ouellette and Steve Hollis.
Okay.
You know Steve Hollis?
Right. Oh, Steve Hollis, another great Canadian country artist right here from the townships, right here from Sherbrooke, and we enjoy playing his music. And talking to Steve the other day, and he's really excited too about the album, because he wrote a lot of the songs on here. I see Steve Hollis beside a lot of the songs, and some of the others. One is by Serge Ouellette, and another one is by C. Grenier and Steve Ouellette too. So most of them written by Steve Hollis. So that's a good person to have on your side there.
It's very good friend of me, and my Jesse's was the first.
Exactly. So, after
Steve Hollis came by, and he showed me a couple of songs, and I love that song. If you want, you can keep it and do it. He offered me his song.
That's so good. That's nice. Good. So two great townships artists here. So you were saying that you started off in 2005. You have 3 albums out. Now, the launch of this album, Round and Round, that is going to be in Drummondville, you said?
Wait, Drummondville at the box office, 27th.
November 27th. So that's going to be exciting too.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting.
I'm anxious to perform at the box office.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So performing, are you nervous? Are you comfortable with it now?
Or? I'm always nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous before an interview. Yes. I'm nervous before each show I do. It's always nervous.
Okay.
If I am not nervous before an interview or a show, I think it's better me to quit the the business one.
Okay, so that's part of the excitement too, to be nervous a bit and be. You
absolutely
know,
yeah. Yes.
Okay. So far, have the crowds been good? You've been performing quite a bit. I know you said you're going to Europe again, and it's your third time in Europe. So that's exciting. That's exciting stuff. Going
it's
to
really,
Europe.
It's really exciting. Good. Really exciting. But I'm afraid to take the plane first.
Okay.
It is my first time. Third time, actually.
Right.
So the French people give me a lot of joy when I perform in Europe. It's hard to explain how much is fun in Europe. But it's the reason the country music in English have a lot of success in Europe.
That's amazing. That's very interesting to people.
The French people likes more the songs in the song in English.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a reason the French people likes a lot English music more than French music.
Okay.
So but since I was 15 years old, I always listening my songs group in English always.
Okay.
And that's English language brings me the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have a little difficulties to talking in English, but I want to sing in English. And
that's good. That's great. Did you learn English a lot by listening to English music?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of music? Was it country music you started listening to? Or?
Oh, no.
All kinds.
when I was a 15, 16 is only
rock
music, Def Leppard and Skid Row and all the. But I always listen all the style of music.
Good. And what made you decide country in the end?
Is it in 1993, actually?
Okay.
Is a friend of mine who bring me a Garth Brooks album.
Okay, Garth Brooks.
And he listen this, and I'm going like, country music. I'm not very interested by that. And he said, listen this album, and you talk to me after. And I loved it. I really loved it. And I go to buy all the Garth Brooks album. After his Brooks and Dunn and George Strait. And
Brad Paisley too, you like?
Yes, Brad Paisley is my number one.
Okay, number one, good. So what countries are you going to in Europe?
What countries we go at?
France.
France. In Belgium.
France and Belgium?
Yes.
When are you going to Europe?
When? I'll go at the end of December, 28th.
End of December. Good. So you've got some exciting times coming up now. You just released your album. It's going to be released in Drummondville at the box office on November 27th.
Yes.
The end of December, you leave for Europe. So you're definitely concentrated in your music.
Yes. I would like to make a living with my music.
Well, I think you're off to a good start. Three times in Europe and definitely three CDs produced. Do you have a favorite song on the latest CD, Round and Round?
Oh, a lot.
A lot, okay.
But my first actually is, I love the From the Inside and Wine, Whiskey, and Living Right. It's my favorite of the album.
Okay, From the Inside?
Yes.
Okay, From the Inside. That's track number two on the album, Round and Round. Good, good. Well, definitely wishing you all the success. And are you playing a lot around the district here in the Eastern Townships too? Or?
I hope. But at this moment, I live day by day.
Okay.
And I, so I stay grounded into, I live day by day. And we'll see at the future. It's, the future for me is a surprise.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
Before I go in France, it's at the box office at Drummondville. It's okay. The only place we can see us.
Box office in Drummondville. Now, do you have a website where someone can
find us? Yes, www.kiframbel.com.
Okay. Could you spell that maybe?
QUEFRANCBEL.
Okay,
Kiframbel. Pour Québec, K. Franc pour France, and Bell for Belgium.
Okay, interesting. Kiframbel. Good. That's a good way
it's
to
my
remember.
Father found that.
Good. Good for him. He has some good ideas. Good. So the website, and people can order one of the CDs or all of them too from the website?
Yes, you can order to kiframbel.com or dial 450-776-2005.
Okay, so there's a phone number too, and you're right in Granby, so that's good. Any of the stores around here carrying the CD yet?
Not yet.
Okay, good. Well, definitely, you can get a copy at CJMQ Round and Round, so that'll be a lot of fun too.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Thank you a lot, and thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. Anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Just come and see me at the box office.
Good. Well, that's definitely a must-see for everybody, a local artist. So we need to get out and encourage our local artists. And country, very popular here in the township. So that's the box office, November 27th in Drummondville. And you can reserve and get your tickets there. And you can see Steve perform in person and pick up the CD, I imagine, after, too.
And we can buy tickets to see also on... on our Ovation.
Okay, good, good, great, good. Well, we thank you very much and wish you all the success.
Thanks.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Up next, a local artist from the Eastern Township, Steve Sopranot, and it's off his album called Round and Round. We'll hear the tune called Wine Whiskey.
I am a barstool thinker, tavern room entertainer, self-made singer, and never drink to the better. Like honky-tonk ballrooms and cheating songs, beer drinking music plays on till dawn. Wine, whiskey, and living right, Brooks and Paisley on the jukebox tonight. That's what it's all about, that's how it's done. Take a bow. Sad song and weekend drinking, family ties, the phones ringing. Gotta feel country music tonight. Wine, whiskey, and living right. Try to run away, enjoy it, or someone will say. Wine, whiskey, and living right, Brooks and Paisley on the jukebox tonight. That's what it's all about, that's how it's done. Take a bow. Sad song and a weekend drinking, family ties, the phones ringing. Gotta feel country music tonight. Wine, whiskey, and living right. know how, don't make a scene. She can play dice and fight, but